Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Power of pivoting. Today, I want to get into this subject because I find it very important for us to learn how to pivot in life when we are in a space of frustration, of criticism, of pain, and figure out how to recognize when we're doing that and how to just easily, quickly, and swiftly step over into another energy. So recently I was talking to a real estate agent. I have a lot of real estate agents that I coach and work one-on-one with. And I was talking to one at 10 a.m. in the Salt Lake City area. And then I had another agent at 11 o'clock. The very next hour, I had another one that I was talking to who's also an agent in the Salt Lake City area. And very, very different experiences that they are having in their business. Now, this is what I find super interesting because we are in the same market at the same time frame. And one agent is having a very, very different experience from the other. One is experiencing frustration, stagnation, lots of different issues. And so I want to kind of get into this and like compare the two of them and what I see for them to do to shift into something that could really help their business. Okay. So we can always make excuses as to why something is happening in our life. There's always going to be something that we can blame it on. Okay. Now there are challenges right now. I think real estate is definitely experiencing a lot of challenges. Those glory days back from 2021, where people felt like the market was bananas, it was really, really hot. It's definitely shifting and shifted, right? But there were challenges back then about the market as well. And I also saw agents that were moving and grooving. And then I saw agents that were really frustrated and having a really challenging time during that chapter as well. Now, what's the difference? At the end of the day, 100%, it is mindset. What are we creating in our own experience? Now, you can say, whatever, that's not true. There's these different things that come into play. Yes, of course, there are different aspects to the market or to business and all of these different things. But I have coached real estate agents for almost a decade. And I can tell you that it comes down to this one thing. Maybe you're not a real estate agent. Maybe you have your own business and something else. Maybe you're a sales rep. Okay. This applies to every single human being because at the end of the day, we are all creators and whatever you're focusing on is expanding at all times. Now, this is something that can definitely be frustrating or it can be empowering and exciting. Sometimes I get frustrated with this fact that what I'm focusing on is expanding and maybe I've been stuck focusing on things I don't want. But I'm not going to do myself any favors by blaming it on something else and thinking it's going to change because it won't. I realize that I am the creator of my own reality with the divine. And so are you. And so as a coach, when I'm sitting in front of anyone with them frustrated with their business and wanting to shift, then I'm not going to do them any favors if I allow them to fall into the blame game. My job is to figure out how can we find where we're blocked and shift to that and clear those blocks so we can get moving and grooving on down the road again, right? So this first agent I spoke with at 10 a.m., she was really frustrated with her business. She was talking about the interest rates and how there's all these different things that are going on and how several of her deals have fallen apart recently. And that is frustrating, right? But I said, well, what's going good? What's awesome in your life? What's happening in your business that you're excited about? What have been your wins this year in 2023? And so she started to focus on those. She had a whole list of things that were going good. I want you to think of two roads. And she had been on that road of frustration, of criticism, of I'm behind in life because there's always somebody that you can find that is further ahead than you. And that's where she was at. And so she was creating more of that because what we focus on expands. So we talked about pivoting over to the road of what's going good, what's going awesome, what are you excited for, what are you looking forward to in the near future, what are you proud of yourself for, what have been your wins and your accomplishments in your business thus far in your life or in 2023 or over the last week. And so she drastically shifted before we got off the call. I had her get out the good old nitty-gritty pen and paper, which I encourage you to do if you're resonating with this. If you're going, you know what? I have been focusing on things that I don't want in my life. Just take a moment, sit down, put the pen to paper, and what is going good? What is going good in your life? What's going great? What's awesome? What are your wins? And when she did this, she was like, wow, there's so much good. There's way more good than not. And it just put her on that path to creating more of that. So then at 11 o'clock, I got on my next call and talked to my next agent. And she was saying, wow, business is so good. Like I've got all these different things going. She also has a team. And she's talking about how her team is moving and grooving. And even some of these new agents, how they're getting all these deals. And it was really, really exciting for me because when you're comparing, I mean, that's pretty apples to apples, right? Two seasoned agents in the same market, same time frame. One's moving and grooving and one has been really frustrated. So, important message for us to all remember, what we focus on expands. And the power of pivot is very helpful for us to learn how to dance with life and pivot when we need to pivot. And when a deal falls to the ground or a situation in our life, the more we look at it and yell no to it, the bigger it gets. And so, friendly reminder for you to learn how to pivot, focus on what you want, and have a fabulous week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.